The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Two minor leaguers suspended for violation of the MLB's drug prevention and treatment
program. Oh, no.
Party drugs? Or
It doesn't say.
One, I'm guessing, is marijuana. Jonathan Singleton.
Oh,
100 games.
I don't believe in marijuana addiction.
I don't either.
Maybe you just really like to smoke. If it comes down to your job or smoking pot, if you can't make that decision,
yeah, that's,
you're just an idiot.
Lance said the other day he thought Xavier Suofilo was going to be a player. The guy coming out of college looked like he was going to be a really good player.
I was very meh, and I was also the first one to give up on him.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like, I'm seeing some things, and then there's nothing to see. He's horrible.
And I'm guessing he won't be back next year. That's where we'll see what Brian Gain is all about, if he can rebuild this offensive line. Allen, Suofilo, adios both of you. I probably cut Derek Newton. I don't think he's ever going to play for you again. That means you're looking at replacing three starters at least.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed some of what you heard there. You also missed Scooter Christensen. You missed Jerome Solomon. All available on podcastarena.com. You did not miss Kuajinti, who is joining us here.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
You know.
What's going on?
Just hanging out. What's going on with you?
Oh, none. Just happy to be alive. Your favorite African is finally here.
No, you're not my favorite African.
Who is your
maybe
favorite
now? African? I lost money on Francis. I lost money on Francis Ngannou this weekend. He
who's that?
He's a UFC heavyweight. He fought for the heavyweight title this weekend. He was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about that guy.
He was trying to be the first African champion in UFC history, and he swung. It's supposedly the hardest recorded punch in the history of man.
Oh yeah.
And he threw that punch really hard for 5 minutes, and Shocker was tired and didn't do much for the next 20 minutes except get his ass whooped. So it was it was a rough night for him.
Yeah, I don't think Africans are really good with UFC fighting. So I don't think they're really built for that.
They're not built for
no,
it?
No.
What are they built for? What
you know, Africans like to do stuff really quick. So a real African would be like, yeah. I'm not doing this. It's not good.
Yeah, that's what I picture going on in his corner during the fight. It's like, because every one of his other fights lasted like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, because Africans like stuff really quick. Like we like instant stuff. So just picture somebody telling an African guy,
"You guys like cup o' noodles."
Correct.
Yeah.
So you could be like, you're going to be fighting 5 rounds for like 4 minutes, and you're using all kinds of stuff. And every African would be like, no, we are not doing this. We need at least 2 minutes. I will kill the white man, and I move on with my life.
Yeah.
That's a typical African right there. Like, it's not going to happen. Trust me. The UFC is not for Africans. That's why Africans are sucking soccer, because there's no breaks. There's no halftimes.
There is a halftime. There's just one halftime.
There's no timeout. They don't have timeouts. Like soccer, that's why Africans, we're good. That's what keeps the African players are good defensively, because they try to save their energy because they don't want to keep playing offense and defense. They get tired real quick. That's why you're never going to see an African country win the World Cup, because we're tired. We get lazy real quick.
That makes sense.
Give us 5 minutes. If soccer games were 5 minutes, every African country would win World Cup.
How long is your set?
Where?
Your comedy set.
I do whatever they pay me. I do an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of African are you?
I am African that needs money. I got like 20,000 kids I got to take care of.
I bet you just kill for about 5 minutes, and then that last 50,
Probably. I don't know if I got
that last 55 you're doing. I'm very tired.
Exactly. I'm tired. You guys go home now. I'm going to go and lay down. No, I do like about an hour.
Okay, good for
on
you.
A good day. Depends if they pay me good. They pay me good and I do an hour, then they pay me like horribly, then I'm like, I'm doing like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I become really African. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, this is not for me.
Yeah, but my favorite
I like your accent there. That's thanks. Good. That's a good African accent. That's hard to replicate for the white man. Right?
It's not even a white man. But people always ask me, like, hey, who's your favorite African? My favorite African is Kareem. I said Akeem.
Akeem Olajuwon?
Yeah, that's my
guy. A good one. That's a good African.
Olajuwon is my favorite African because I love him. I really love him because I remember when we won the championship in 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time. My dad was still having sex with my mom, so it was a great time back then. You know what I'm saying? We loved it. We were doing good. And I just loved how Olajuwon talked.
He just
had a laid back voice.
I like Dikembe Mutombo. I like when he yells about everything. Are these $2, Bill?
Yeah, he has like a salt throw. He's like, oh no,
yeah.
Not over here, referees.
And I like Prince Akeem. I thought that was a guy who came to America and made something
of
his
movie,
life.
By the way,
why?
Because people automatically think that's a real country. They think Zamunda is a real country. I get that all the time. I had this lady look in my face, grown woman, say, "Oh my God, I always wanted to go to Zamunda." And I go,
"How close?
God make these? did God really make this lady right now? Why would you say that to my face right now?" And you're a grandma. She's a grandma now. They have people coming out of her right now.
That's sad. That is sad.
Producing more dumb people right now. But I get Zamunda all the time, yeah.
Now, I got a question for you. You've got this whole angle on Africans not wanting to do things for a long time, but every marathon that's ever been won in the history of man is won by an African.
Correct. Marathon. Yeah,
there's some holes in your story here.
Well, we like to run because we used to get chased by lions all the time. Oh, okay. That's what happened. We'd get chased by lions. So he's always running.
You get chased by lions, and if you have to fight one, it always lasts less than 2 minutes.
Exactly. So, and people that knew traditionally winner from Kenya. And I don't know if you've been to Kenya. Kenya have a lot of wildlife out there.
I don't go to Africa. Are you crazy?
Yeah, look, I'm from Nigeria. I don't even want to go to Nigeria. I'm like, I'm not going to Nigeria.
Yeah, just because you feel good coming over to this continent doesn't mean I'm going to your continent. Yeah, no way.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work for me either. I'm like, I don't like Nigeria that much.
I don't like your princes.
You like my princes?
Yeah. First thing
keep trying to send me money. Huh? You got the emails, the cryptic emails. Like, hey, I'm a prince from blah, blah, blah. Send me $300,000. Or first, just send me $3,000. Make sure it's really you. And people go, okay.
Did you get taught that in school in Nigeria? Did they really?
You know what? I didn't.
Is there like a class on swindling whitey?
They didn't teach us. I created it.
Oh, good for you.
But you know, they have an article. They had this article. Somebody dropped it on my Facebook page. There's a white guy from like Pennsylvania that played like he was a Nigerian prince and was scamming people. And he's American. Oh. But it's a white guy.
An old white guy. He's like in his 60s.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Dude, again, come up with your own gimmicks, guys. Stop. Haven't we taken enough from the black man? Now we're going to take their internet scam.
Right, you guys took rap and dancing. Yeah. Now the Nigerian scams. Well, that's just an old white guy. What is he doing? Did he have like midlife crisis going, you know what? I'm going to be a prince now. I'm going to be a prince, a Nigerian prince. That's crazy.
That is good stuff.
Yeah,
Where's the where are you working at?
Houston Improv. So I got a show at Houston Improv February 7th. It's called Ku Ejiti and Friends Showcase. You can actually get tickets at www.improvhouston.com right now.
Who's the friends?
A lot of comics. So I produce shows.
Local comics? You're a local guy, huh?
All local comics.
How long you been here in Houston?
I've been legally, or are you talking about like...
Listen, it's Trump's America. Trump's America, so let's be as vague as possible.
A political question, you're asking me like just off the camera kind of question.
Let's just keep it as vague as possible.
No, I've been here legally like 20 years now.
Okay, that's a good run.
1997, yeah.
Yeah, that's longer than Jong's been here legally.
Oh, wow. Where is he from? Where are you engineer from?
Jong's from Korea, North Korea. He escaped.
Wow.
He's one of the only people who's ever escaped.
So he's one of Kim Jong-un boys. Okay.
His name, yeah. He's dropped the Kim for obvious political reasons.
Of course he did. Of course he did. That's a very, what table you, like you go to a restaurant, does like a reservation. Like, oh, what's your name? Oh, Kim Jong-un. What?
Yeah. He's Kim Jong-li.
Kim Jong-li. Hey, oh, Jaden Bruce Lee now. Like, Lee, I'm Lee. I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
We don't know. Americans don't know. Americans are dumb.
God, I hope Trump's not listening to this.
Who?
I hope Trump's not listening to this. We're going to get both of them deported.
He's not listening to it.
That'd be awesome if Trump actually listened to us right now. That would be awesome. Like some, yeah, but I came in 1997 when I was 16 years old, and it was fun. It was like a culture shock. I think the first I ever saw that kind of scared me was the trucks. I've never seen big trucks before, like 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
I automatically just yelled. I came like a little kid. I just go, oh, Optima Prime. Right there. I literally said that. Like, it was Transformers. Like, I got to see mobile Transformers in real life. It was a culture shock. Yeah, I loved it. Why? But kids are mean, though. Kids were really mean to me when I came here.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like coming to America, man.
No?
Like, no. I really thought
you didn't instantly get the hot chick and like...
I had to go get my Lisa. I was going to have like rose petals on the floor. That never happened. No. I got like bad kids that were just picking on me. I went to high school right around the corner, Robert E. Lee, uh-huh. Right here. Oh,
that's a great high school name. For,
I know, right?
You get here from Africa and they're like, hey, you're going to Robert E. Lee High.
I know, right? Who scripted that? I went to like the racist person in American history. Like, and you're African. Like, great.
Oh
yeah, Robert E. Lee. That was my high school.
Fred, like, why didn't you send your kids to Hitler High School? Why?
I couldn't get in. It was full.
It was full.
Yeah,
these damn zoning laws.
You got to remember where we live. You know,
you
that
guys
are going to
get a lot of slack from your Jewish listeners, man.
Fred's kids are Jewish. It's okay.
Yeah. Ah!
It's okay.
Well, that's their route you guys are using. Like, yeah,
as long as you're here,
friends with Jewish people, I'm good.
As long as you're here, we can tell African jokes. As long as Fred's here, we can tell.
He's half Lebanese, right?
Yeah. So we could tell Arab jokes and Jewish jokes. So it's good.
And
Asian jokes.
And bearded white man jokes.
Bearded white man jokes.
Basic bearded white man jokes are on the table as well.
It's crazy, though. Yeah, when I first met Fred, he was like, yeah, I'm half Lebanese. I go, yeah, but you're 100% white in my eyes, buddy. Because you always got to say, this is what you ask yourself. When the police comes in here right now, he's not going to say, that guy looks Lebanese. He's going like, that looks like a white guy. And you look like a white guy, and I look like a suspect.
Let me tell you something. we go through airport security together. We ain't the same color.
No,
really?
Oh, hell no.
No.
This dude,
they take one look at that.
They don't
last
even make
name.
Me take my belt off. This dude's got he's walking through in his underwear, his whitey tidies. It's a horrendous thing.
Oh, because they see his name. That's
his last name's Fowler. Yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't look like a Fowler.
He looks enough.
No, he looks very white. Trust me, he's fine. He's fine. What if the police describes him, that's who you are in America. I'm telling you. No cop in history is going to go, I think he's Lebanese. I don't know. He's going to be like, Caucasian guy. He's white. You know?
All right.
That's what they're going to say every time. Never fails. Never fails.
You can follow Koo on Twitter. It's KooIsCrazy81.
KooIsCrazy81. But I barely be on Twitter. I'm more of on Instagram and Facebook.
I don't do a lot of the Instagram stuff, so you'll need to pick up your Twitter game.
I feel like that 150 character words is kind of pressure for me. It's like,
it's doubled up now. You got more space.
I thought it depends on the people.
No, everybody's got it now. But what I learned...
They finally got caught up with Facebook now. Huh?
What I learned is I have a pretty good following on Twitter and a pretty crappy following on Instagram, and I eventually found out it's because I'm ugly. We like you a lot better when we don't see your face and you just say things.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real with guys. I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys really, when I hear you guys on the radio, I'm like, these guys look like some Swedish looking guys. And now I look at you guys and go, oh, you guys look like me.
He looks like a Lebanese dude. and I look just like you.
Yeah, you guys look like me now. It's just like, I feel like we can go to a beer and get some beers.
No, I look like the Jaguars coach. I think we've all decided that. But
yeah, Fred, you look like a coach that's about to get fired. You look like you're in a hot seat.
So. You look like the Jaguars coach if, like, immediately after the Patriots game, he started doing meth for 6 years. And then you look like that coach.
Yeah, hot seat coach. Yeah, I could see that. What do you guys think about Jason Kidd getting fired? That was crazy, man.
We were talking about that yesterday. Dude's got a pretty good roster there. He's got one of the 5 or 10 best players in the league, and the team's not improving. You know, it's their borderline playoff team, and like, I don't know. I kind of expected the Bucks to be better than they are this year. So at some point, when you've got a pretty talented roster, you say, well, then what's the problem?
Right.
And it's
the coach. And Greek is amazing, man.
He's so good.
Greek is great. You know, a little fun fact about Greek, he's born in Greece, but his parents are from Nigeria. Boom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Good for you. Good for you.
Go back in the shadows now. Just dropped the time bomb on you guys. Yeah, his parents are Nigerian, but he was born in Greece. That's why he has the Greece last
name. So you claim him, though?
Of course I claim him. He's one of yours. I claim any black guy.
Okay.
I heard one of y'all said you didn't like LeBron James. Was it you?
I like LeBron.
I like his game. I don't like him.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. I was like, really? LeBron James is the best player ever.
Yeah, but if LeBron was white, Fred would like him.
Stop. That's what... So basically, you like Larry
Bird.
No,
if he were Arabic. If he were Lebanese, if he were half Lebanese, half white.
Actually, my dad used to say, if they're brown, I'm claiming them. So
that's funny.
That's kind of it. So if he were Hispanic.
Like, any shade of brown?
Any shade of brown, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, he's brown.
Remember I told you whatever the cop described me. So the cop described me as a black person. So I'm black. I'm always going to be black as long as the cop tells me that. That's what I tell him.
That's a good call.
But I love LeBron, man.
I do too.
People are getting up raw because he dropped his little Instagram with his thing saying, it's like he did a spoken third person congratulating himself because he might break the record today, the 30,000 point or whatever. And people are like, oh, he's so cocky. Why would he put that on Instagram? Yeah, he's a king.
Yeah.
He could talk like that. I love that. I put that all the time. I do third person Instagram posts all the time. Like, look, I just woke up and I feel great about myself. God bless Cooey Genty. I do that all the time. So why would LeBron not do that? Why would he not do that? I don't get that. That's crazy to me. I really don't understand that.
All right. Cooey will be performing 8 p.m. Wednesday, February 7th at the Houston Improv. Just to let people know. You can get tickets for $15 at improvhouston.com. Doors open at 7 o'clock. He's also got mad karaoke skills.
That's yeah, man, I love karaoke.
Oh, I got so drunk that
What's
night.
What's going
that
we, on? Like every so everybody we every guest on the show today is some sort of karaoke king.
Oh my god, not I love Jerome. Karaoke. Love karaoke.
Okay, he's karaoke. Not good at karaoke.
My favorite karaoke song. Let me tell you a quick story. So I love. When I first do karaoke. I used to do a lot of white songs. That's what I do. I do a lot of white songs.
So does but Fred. You like Bon Jovi? Okay.
Bon Jovi's too
what do you
white.
Do?
For me.
You do. Neil
I do
Diamond?
David Bowie. This is what I do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do David Bowie. Space oh. Oddity.
White
That's
people
one of my
love,
favorite
people
songs
him.
Of all time. Yeah. So this true story. So I do this song. I do Space Oddity at a bar, and it's a mixed bar. Like it's amazing. Like there's like that black people, there, white people there.
That sounds like and a I crazy get off stage. Place.
Right. It's Pat. It's
That's like the bar in Star Wars.
Like it's St. James. Have you been to St. James? That's exactly what it looked like.
Blacks and whites mingling together.
I'm literally,
not at the same table. I hope.
I'm literally at St. James. And everybody in a particular race is doing their own song. Like the black girl did Beyonce, and the white girl did the Party in USA. And I get on stage, and everybody's like, and the karaoke is packed. People are joining
themselves. They think you're going to start rapping.
Right, and people just looking at me, okay, who's this big black guy? What is he going to sing? And this comes out of my mouth. I go, ground control to Major Tom. And I've never seen half the crowd just, white people going, oh my God, Major Tom, we love you, yeah! And the black people like, who is this guy? Why is he singing this song? Obama's president. Why are you singing this? This is back when Obama's president, obviously. You're like, what are you singing this song? You're black. Do you like fried chicken? It was just crazy. It was literally crazy.
Literally. It was literally the craziest thing I've seen ever in a bar that had black and white people at the same
crazy.
Time.
It was
I've literally never seen anything like this.
Yeah, British people like literally.
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 I always did love the British accent. I don't know why. You can get away with murder if you talk like that. That's what OJ messed up at. He should have been British.
That would have helped.
He probably helped him out.
It would have helped big time. You know how many white people...
If the glove doesn't fit, he must acquit.
You know how often white guys kill white women and it's not in the news?
All the time.
You let a black man kill a white woman? That's in the news, buddy.
I'm telling you, OJ,
you sound like, really African when you laugh.
I know.
You turned into the Kembe Mutombo.
I blocked that. I didn't like when we acquired Mutombo, by the way. I didn't like that.
You don't like that?
I didn't. That was in front of that. I was like, okay, it's just a business move. I'm not a fan of Mutombo. I'm not a fan of Yao Ming.
He was
a bust, man.
Mutombo? Or Yao?
When he played for the Rockets, he was a bust. And Yao Ming.
I don't know about that. I mean, Mutombo was a role player by that point, so it's hard to call him a bust because he was just there
when
to be a backup
for the Rockets,
center.
He was a bust.
But Yao, I don't think Yao was a bust at all.
Yao Ming couldn't stay healthy, bro.
That's fair, but you going to say that Steve Francis wasn't a bust?
I love Steve Francis, man.
How's Yao a bust and Steve Francis
isn't? Well, because Yao Ming couldn't stay healthy. He kept getting hurt. He kept having like weird injuries. Like
Steve Francis,
foot and
Steve Francis couldn't stay good.
He starts smoking crack. That's what happened.
That
Steve
is
Francis,
what happened. Turning to Ashy
Have you
Larry.
Seen Steve Francis?
Oh,
he looks horrible. He looks like
a crazy
crackhead.
Thing, man.
I saw him. I was like, what happened to Steve Francis? He was the franchise, man.
Yeah.
I remember that when he did the dunk the first 2 years that we did the All-Star dunk competition, and he almost won that sucker, man.
Who you like now on the Rockets?
I'm crazy. I'm not. I'm I'm a diehard Rockets fan, but I'm not really. I don't really root for Rockets. They've let me down so many times. So I gotta wait till I see them in the finals for me to go. I'm back in because they always let me down.
You gotta wait till you see them in the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals.
NBA Finals.
Oh, sorry.
I'm tired of seeing this in the Western Conference. I want to see this in the NBA Finals. Go, okay, we're back to the glory days. But if I had to pick my favorite Rocket player, probably James Harden. I love James Harden.
Yeah, I don't like him. That's why I don't cheer for the Rockets anymore. When I was a kid, I loved the Rockets, and now I just don't like their roster. I like Chris Paul. But I hate watching James Harden play basketball. It's the most boring thing in the world to me.
Because he created the Euro step. He's pretty good, man. I like James Harden.
His big move is put the ball at his belly button, take 2-3 steps, throw the ball up and flail your arms like you got fouled, and then shoot a bunch of free throws. That's like the least exciting brand of basketball ever.
Yeah, he's not a flashy guy. He's definitely not flashy. But he's flashy in the strip clubs. I see him in strip club all the time. He loves strip clubs. And you'd think that he's more married and have kids. No, he's single and just goes to strip clubs every time. Win or lose, he's going to strip club.
Were you, you've seen him at the strip club, you said?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Were you there the night?
Dude,
were you there the night?
He's going to Dreams right now. There's a, like a, you know, they have strippers' pictures on the wall. They have his picture on the wall in Dreams right now. With two basketballs going like this, James Harden at a strip club. That's how much regular he goes there.
Were you there the night he whooped Moses Malone Jr.'s ass, or his boys did?
No, what happened?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
Moses Malone Jr. I guess he talked some smack about James Harden's camp being too expensive for inner city kids, and it pissed James Harden off. So James Harden allegedly, at least that's what the civil trial's about, had some of his boys whoop Moses Malone Jr.'s ass.
So James Harden didn't do that, actually.
No, hell no. He ain't getting his head
basketball
dirty.
Players don't fight.
Yeah, that's why I was like, when the Rockets player went to go confront the Clippers players, I was like,
yeah, what are you going
to
do?
We don't have like killers on our team to do that.
Gerald Green's going to be there. I'll play you rock, paper, scissors right now.
No, Gerald Green looks like a thug, though.
He does look like a thug, but he's in the NBA.
He looks like a badass.
I've long said that there's about 1 out of 100 dudes in the NBA who will actually fight. And that's why when NBA fights do happen, it's always a big surprise because someone's like, damn, like every once in a while there's a Ron Artest or a Steven Jackson who's just not mentally right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's same with baseball.
He was great for the Rockets. I don't know how we let him go.
Same with baseball. When Rougned Odor punched Jose Bautista, I don't think the punch was that devastating, but Jose Bautista was so shocked that a baseball fight actually led to real violence. And that usually doesn't. Usually, everybody circles up, and there's yelling and posturing. Rarely does a punch get thrown, but that's that 1 in about 100.
Yeah, because that's what they gave Lorenzo Ball crap for because he didn't want to help his teammates when they got in the fight. He goes,
that dude ain't
after the game,
nobody.
He goes, oh, nobody, we ain't fighting nobody because we have NBA players. You have a lot of money to lose.
Yeah,
and when he said that, I was going, yeah, that makes sense, but you still got to act like you'd be a tough guy. You want to be like, hey, leave my players, at least get in the scrimmage and say, you know what, I'm a tough guy. He goes, nah. NBA players don't fight. And it's true, but it's still like, oh, you still have to protect your teammates. Then I heard about the Rockets players doing that. They went to the secret tunnel trying to attack. I guess they were trying to talk to Austin Rivers. I'm like, really? That's what they wanted to fight, Austin Rivers? And they needed 4 guys to fight Austin Rivers?
Austin Rivers walking around in a walking boot.
they're going to fight a guy with one leg. You don't get no street creds for whooping a guy with one leg. Yeah. It's nothing happening. Just I don't understand why they would do that. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And they say James Harden was one of them. I was like, what are you doing? You're a 25 million guy. What are you doing?
Get out of there.
And Chris Paul, he's a president of Basketball Association, like Players Association. What are you doing? Why are you being a thug? What are you doing? And I can see Trump going, see, I told you about these people, the blacks. What Trump says, they creeps me out when he says the blacks. The blacks.
There's good people and bad people on both sides. Let's face it.
I know. When he said that was a head scratch because I'm like,
let's face it.
Good people, bad people, both sides. But we're wrong. I love Wakanda. Great country. Beautiful people.
I think he actually listed that as one of the S-hole countries, actually.
That's what I'm saying. But I think Trump thinks Wakanda really is a real country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Wakanda, it's a crap hole. Nobody wants to live there. Economy's so bad. I'm going to change a lot of stuff. It's going to be huge.
Why do we want to let more Haitians and Wakandanites in?
Wakanda, what is that? What is that? I'm from Queens, New York. I fix it up. I have sky rise named Trump all over the place. My beautiful wife, Melania, love her. She got the perfect breast.
Very good. That is very good.
That's a good impression of Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Tremendous. I feel like this is people keep getting mad at Trump on his Twitter account. And I go, I figured it out. It's a 12-year-old kid that does his Twitter account. Because it sounds like a 12-year-old girl that's just talking. It just seems like a girl just bitching. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
It's just like, is this a girl typing this for him? Because like this, he goes, North Korea got a button. Guess what? I got a bigger button. Like, what is that? What does that even mean? He got a bigger button.
Got me.
It's a euphemism.
Because remember when you was kids, you used to do that stuff like, hey, yeah. Like, my dad had a gun. Or your dad had a gun. Guess what? My dad had a bazooka. Yeah, you know what I mean? It just seemed like a kid.
My dad has a tank.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like what kids say to each other. Oh, you had a dad. Guess what? I had a grandpa or something. You know? I don't know. It just seems so weird that people do that now.
I had two dads.
Top that, Todd. Todd. Todd seems like we have a two dads.
Probably so.
Yeah,
basic
man.
White guy name.
Yeah.
Basically, like, hey, apparently my name is Todd in Lake Jackson. I'm sorry, Lake Charles.
Oh, really?
I did a gig in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and a black lady. Shocker.
You ever met a black guy named Todd?
No. If you,
I haven't either.
Guarantee you, if you ever met a black guy named Todd, he touches kids. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
That's all I'm saying. It's creepy. That's a creepy name.
Sorry to any black guys named Todd out there.
That's what the black lady, she thought my name was Todd in Lake Charles. I was like, really, lady? Are you serious? She liked it. Todd, Todd, Todd. I was like, no, my name is Koo. Now, if she said Tyrone, I'd be like, yeah, I like the name Tyrone. That's a good name.
Right.
If she said T-Shawn, I'm like, yeah, it could be T-Shawn. But Todd, I'm not claiming that name. That's a weird name to claim. It's just not a good name to claim. But yeah, apparently my name is Todd if I go to Lake Charles. Shout out to Lake Charles, Louisiana. Fun city.
Got a lot of people out there.
A lot of people out there named Todd.
No, we got listeners, a lot of listeners out there.
Oh, you guys go away to Lake Charles?
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, Shout out to Lake Charles.
You can't hear us in Katy, but you can hear us in Lake Charles.
Why is that?
It's where our tower is like halfway between here and Beaumont, so.
You can hear us all the way, almost.
So what cities did you guys hit, though?
About from here to Lake Charles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, north we get
so
to Huntsville.
You guys go east, you don't go west.
No, I mean, just think about the towers between here and Beaumont. So it goes east and west. And so it comes this way. It just doesn't go that far, especially at nighttime. But then it goes from about Huntsville down to like Brazoria County.
Yeah, it's south. We're pretty strong through
Galveston,
all those areas. But but that's where the tower is. So that's why we can, like, if you're driving to Coushatta, you know, that road you turn north on, you can get about halfway up that before you lose the signal.
Oh, wow.
That's how far it goes that way.
Yeah, I didn't. But you know, Katy had some weird towers anyway. Like, people complain about themselves and getting bad signal there anyway. So it's just, I don't know. Katy is a weird city.
we're working on it. We're working on
trying to get it figured out.
Yeah, trying to get it fixed. Yeah. It's booming, but it's weird.
Yeah. Even those weirdies need to hear the show.
They need to hear the show because they feel left out.
All right. Jong is in my ear that we've gone way too long. So that's okay, though. We appreciate you coming in. It's a lot of fun.
It was fun, man. I love this, man. And, it was great.
The show,
thanks for having me, guys.
Houston Improv, February the 7th. ImprovHouston.com for tickets, and doors open at 7 o'clock, and hopefully we'll do another karaoke session here soon.
Hey, we got to, man. We got to do a duet, man. We got to do Ebony Ivory.
You got it.
Well, that does
but
sound
I
good.
But I want to do the ivory part.
Huh?
I want to do the ivory part.
You want ivory? Why you want to do the ivory part? I thought we were gonna flip it out, and I'll be the ivory, you be ebony, or something. I don't know.
I was thinking maybe you guys could do like I Got You, Babe, or something like that.
I got you, babe.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely shared it. I'm not sure.
Of course.
He's definitely going to be sure for sure. For sure.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about one of my favorite places in all of Houston, Lions Poker Palace, right down the road, 6134 Richmond Avenue. Tonight, matter of fact, you can get over there and play a tournament right now. $80 buy-in with a $20 seat fee. It starts at 6:30, so right now it's about to start. But guess what? If you're not there on time, that's okay. You can buy until 7:45. 20,000 in starting stacks, 15-minute rounds, and guess what? $3,000 guaranteed to first. And, man, the tournaments over there are fantastic. The place is just great. You've heard us talk about it. It's time to get over there. I had a friend that I ran into the other night and said, man, I went over to Lions, and it was awesome. It was everything you said. And if you go play that tournament tonight, guess what? You're going to get a point. You make the final table, you're going to get three more points. Points that can send you to the World Series of Poker. Because between now and Sunday, June the 10th, you earn points every time you play there. The top 30 point getters are going to get to play for 10 spots in the World Series main event. The other 20 are going to get $1,000 each. What are you waiting for?
I don't know what you're waiting for, man. It's an awesome place. It's a Vegas-style atmosphere. It's beautiful, honestly. And they've got a ton of tables. They've got a ton of televisions. You can watch all the games going on. Stop by and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You can follow them on Facebook for all
the tournaments and events information at Lions Poker Palace. Mention that you heard about us here on ESPN. You'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Sorry about that, John. We went long. We were kind of having fun. I probably should have just gone to break early and said, hey, you want to stick around? But it seemed to be flowing.
But you're irresponsible.
I don't like to interrupt when I thought you guys were going back and forth pretty well, too, so I didn't really want to interrupt it. I mean, I tried to go to break once, and then y'all jumped into something else. So
sorry, man.
No. It's all good. It's my job to yeah, this is on me. And I want to apologize to John. I want to apologize to AJ. And I want to apologize to all the listeners throughout the world who are listening today. So,
apology accepted.
Okay, good. I don't really mean it. It was a half-assed apology. So.
Oh, Lamont brings up Todd Bridges, Willis from Different Strokes.
Okay, that's one.
And then he said, what's the comedian's name? It's Ku. Is it Agenti or Agenti?
Agenti.
Agenti. Ku yeah. Agenti.
And you can follow him on Twitter at KuIsCrazy81.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a funny dude, man. I've run into him a few times at Secret Group, which Wednesday nights they have like a $2 comedy for a lot of guys and a lot of beginning comics and some good ones. And so I usually go watch that and then do karaoke, and we've done that a couple times.
There
you
go.
Yeah. He does do a mean space oddity. Trying to talk him into doing it with the African accent. I think that'd be hilarious.
Look at you guys, karaoke buddies.
Yeah. Jason says, I look like an interesting version of John Kitna in that photo. And somebody says it makes you look younger. Well, I was 15 years younger when I took it, so that's why I look younger. It has nothing to do with not having hair. I was younger. God, I miss being young. Getting old sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten to like your level of old, but yeah, it ain't fun.
It's just little things. I just now today is the first day I've been able to, I did that 10K on the first. I hadn't been able to run since then. My ankle's been screwed up, my knees, everything. Today's the first day I've gotten out. That's like almost 3 weeks later. That's just being old. It sucks.
Yeah, hard times.
You don't recover as fast. You know, you put on weight a lot faster. It's harder to get it off. It's just all these little things. One of these days, I'm going to wake up and my thing's not going to work. And
one of these days.
409 sees I need to take clock management lessons from O'Brien.
I think you want to go with those Mike Tomlin.
No, I'm going to go with the Doug Marone. I'm just gonna go to the knee. That's the easiest thing.
We're 4 minutes into this segment. Let's just take a knee and get out of here. That's, good. All right.
Yeah, just run the clock. We're not going to talk. We're just going to run the clock until the segment's over. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And I'll make sure I tweet out Ku's information for everybody who wants to check out the show. But been an interesting one today. Nice and not... Not too sportsy, but a little sportsy. Speaking of sports, I guess we talked yesterday about when Vrabel got hired. He was talking about hiring the Ohio State OC to run the Marriott, basically run the Oregon offense.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's not going to happen.
So you're saying that it's getting worse. This hire's starting to look worse.
I'm just telling you, I am definitely skeptical.
Okay.
And the line that shocked me was when. You know, when he's talking about that they got rid of Dick LeBeau and then he's going to get a new defensive coordinator and it's unknown if he's going to continue to call plays. If I'm the Titans, I don't want that guy calling plays after last year.
Right.
If I'm the Texans, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a great play caller. You should do that again. But yeah, I think that's a – I may be wrong, but I think that's going to turn out to be a bad hire. But look at it this way, though. It's not like Mike Mularkey was – a great coach by any standard, and you went 9-7 with him.
Right.
So I don't want to say it can't be worse because it can, but 713-780-ESPN. I saw a thing on, I think it was either NFL Network or ESPN today. I was kind of flipping between the two where they were talking to like Mike Krzyzewski and Doc Rivers about Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying he's the best coach in any sport of all time. It might be a little early for that, but I don't think it's silly to say that.
No. I mean, I don't know, man. I'll say this name, and you'll probably poo-poo it, which is fine. But if you look at Greg Popovich and what he's done year after year after year with roster turnover and guys getting really old, and he's turned them into role players, and they win every single year.
That's the Patriots too, though.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick was a loser at the start of his career. Remember that?
Yeah, in Cleveland.
Well, that's
8-8. He wasn't a loser.
But that's part of his career, right?
Yeah, I also think Popovich inherited a hell of a good team when he started. He didn't have to start at a crap team.
Okay, that's fair.
I think.
But you can also say Bill Belichick fell into Tom Brady, which
the problem I have with I like Popovich, but I can't even make a case for him as best coach in NBA history.
I mean, okay, can't make a case.
No, Phil Jackson or Red Auerbach. I mean,
okay.
I mean, I just don't. I think you can. After that, I think he's a pretty clear third.
Yeah, I look at Bill Belichick five seasons in Cleveland, he had a winning record once. 6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 11-5, 5-11. And then 5-11 his first year in New England.
And then he got Brady.
And then he won a Super Bowl.
But then I can't rip him for having Brady if I'm not going to rip Phil Jackson for having Kobe and
MJ. Right.
I mean, you're not a great coach unless you have great players.
You got to.
And I think Krzyzewski could be in that conversation.
Yeah. Nick Saban can be in that conversation.
Nick Saban can be in that conversation. I'm less inclined to include college coaches because, well, especially.
It's even more impressive, though, with college coaches because they have automatic turnover.
Yeah, but.
Like, you can't keep Tom Brady for 20 years in college.
No, you can't, but you also don't have a salary cap. You can get. Nick Saban can get 10 first round draft picks every year. You can't do that in the NFL. It's very limited, so.
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion for sure. But yeah, Nick Saban, man, that dude's his career record is 218-62.
That's pretty silly.
It's ridiculous.
That's just silly. Yeah, to me though, I can't really. I don't put the college coaches in the same. And I would take Krzyzewski over what John Wooden did because you look at the number of teams that were playing, the number of teams that were in the tournament, it was much easier to win championships. He was getting all the best players. But can I put him in that? I just don't know that it's the same conversation as Greg Popovich.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at Nick Saban's record. Nick Saban, Toledo, Michigan State, LSU, Alabama, has never had a below 500 season.
It's pretty silly.
His one below 500 season, 2006 with the Dolphins.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. That's why.
We had one winning year and one losing year in Miami.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen him have more success there. Because, like, a guy like Jimmy Johnson, you could make a case for because he did it in college and he was.
Yeah.
He won it. But Pete Carroll, too, I think you can. You know, not in that level yet, but those are guys I could put in that conversation before I could Saban just because he couldn't do it in the NFL.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing. If you're going to hold the Cleveland years against Belichick, I have to hold the Dolphins years against Saban. So.
It's absolutely fair. Yeah, but I look at Greg Popovich, and he sucked his first year in San Antonio. And that team, I was right on that. Since his first year, his team, that the Spurs, have lost 30 games once. That means they've never had a season since his first year where they won less than 50.
Of course, he also had Tim Duncan for
that helps.
Most of that. And And that thing about basketball.
They had David Robinson for a stretch.
They had Robinson and Duncan for the first part of it, and then it was Duncan and the rest of the guys.
Yeah.
But the one thing about basketball is if you have one great player like that, it can impact your team for a long time.
But more
so than any other sport, one player makes a difference in basketball.
Agreed.
Because
although in football, a great quarterback is the next closest thing.
Yeah. I would say, well, talk to Aubrey. We'll continue this.
My man, Aubrey Theodi, what say you, Aubrey? Who's the greatest coach in any sport of all time?
I mean, I would definitely have to say Belichick. I would say that the Patriots are the greatest team of all time in team history. I mean, maybe the Russian hockey team, you say Alabama. But, you know, they're doing it in a level of competition where there's boys among men. You know, no, man, this team has done it in the most competitive, theoretically, the most competitive sport in the history of sports. I mean, I don't think you can go back to the Roman gladiator days and you couldn't find a more competitive sport. And this guy just, unfortunately, finds a way to do it week in, week out, to where the whole world guys are tired of seeing him. You know, it's almost like they're probably the most hated team in sports history because they're such winners.
Yeah, well, the Yankees got that for a while, too. And,
Yankees are there. Yeah. They're close.
They won like 7 titles in a 12-year span or something like that, something ridiculous like that. But, yeah, it's definitely in the conversation. Tell us about Dirt Free. Why are you guys the most hated?
Yeah, I mean, we're loved by the customer base. And our customer base would be similar to the fans in the NFL. When our customer base, our fans dial 281 Dirt Free, we don't want them to spend a dime unless they're going to love the outcome. I mean, you know, you don't pay for a football game unless you know how it's going to turn out. That ain't no fun. But when you dial 281 Dirt Free, you're going to get a perfect-looking, as good as it can be, a perfect-looking job back to a state that no one else can put it. We'll start in the worst area. If you don't love us, you don't pay. 281 Dirt Free, D-I-R-T-F-R-E with one E. Some reason, if you dial 2 E's, it doesn't even ring. But 281 Dirt Free, 347-8373. We'll come out to the house, carpet, tile, leather, grout, Drake's upholstery, even the air duct system, knock that dust out that you see in the glass. When you pull the curtains back, if you're seeing a lot of dust, it's time to dial 281-347-8373. We'll give you a free room and a free speed drive with any purchase. So you do a leather chair, and you're going to get a free room and a free speed dry. How can you beat it? The first 15 callers.
All right.
281 Dirt Free.
There you go. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go.
Hey, they announced All-Star Reserves.
Yeah?
You want to hear the Wests?
Sure.
Well, I'll give you the East first. Kristaps Porzingis, John Wall, Bradley Beal, Kevin Love, Al Horford, Victor Oladipo, Kyle Lowry are your Eastern Reserves.
Okay.
Your Western Conference reserves, which I thought they were, or maybe they're not Western Conference. Well, I guess they're technically from the Western Conference, but that's not how they're doing the game this year. So I guess it doesn't really matter what conference they're from. Karl-Anthony Towns, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Russell Westbrook, Jimmy Butler, LaMarcus Aldridge, Damian Lillard, which means no Chris Paul and no Paul George, which are maybe the most notable omissions.
Paul missed a lot of the year, though.
Yeah, so he's been great when he's played.
Yeah, he has.
And I actually agree with leaving him off the team, as great as he's been, just because he missed so much time.
Plus, I don't want to see him get hurt. So
nobody gets hurt in the NBA All-Star game. They're just BS.
Every time he steps on the floor, he scares me for that. So
and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But Paul George is an interesting omission, and that's what made me wonder if they go by conference, because, I mean, Victor Oladipo is a nice player, don't get me wrong,
But Victor Oladipo or Paul George?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it, just finishing up on the coach thing, to me, the greatest has to be a pro coach. And, like, don't throw Gino Auriemma at me. That's not even...
That doesn't count. That's not sports.
No. And for those of you say Phil Jackson, oh, he inherited all these guys. How many titles did those teams win with the same players, with Doug Collins coaching the Bulls or Rudy coaching the Lakers?
Yeah.
End of discussion. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. Want to thank all the guests who stopped by today. We will do it again tomorrow for What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.